So what do you got planned here?
What do I have planned? I don't really have much planned. I was hoping we could just chill.
The sausage is going to be in triangles. The bacon is going to be quadrilateral. Hexagonal egg, obviously. That's what I'm saying.
Kev, I was just explaining to your brother that what I do periodically throughout the week is like write stuff down, topics or whatever to talk about in my notes tab on my phone, and just so I don't forget them. And what I usually end up doing is writing these really short blurbs that I don't explain enough in detail to myself. So when I look back at it 3 days later, it makes zero sense. And I just wasted a good idea. Mm-hmm. So I just, well, I guess that could be true. I just found one, and it says Kanye as a coach.
Kanye as a coach.
Yeah.
Now, Weston, I'm just going to throw this out there. How many of these bad ones do you have?
I have
that you currently are looking at?
I have a lot.
All right. So we should make this into a thing that we're going to do tonight. And you bring that up. And then you bring it up, and we have to come up with what we think that you want us to talk about.
What the actual meaning.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, do you want to just do it? I mean, I'm just looking at them. Do you want to just do it right now?
Well, real quick, I do want to say, Chris, I want to just get this on record. I saw Weston this weekend. I have seen the bleached blonde hair. It works. It works.
It works.
8.2 out of 10. 8.2 for sure.
Wow.
8.2 so for, and that's for a $8 box of dye. So, pretty good.
That is impressive.
I was honestly expecting the worst, and we really got best case scenario type stuff.
Well, there you go.
Did the girlfriend like it? That's all really matters. Or does she just kind of accept it?
Probably more acceptance.
More acceptance than anything.
She accepts you for your flaws.
Yeah. That's what you well, got to do. There are many of them. So here we go.
There you have it. All right, Wes, you want to give us an intro to our new named podcast? We now have a name.
There's kind of a name. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of a name.
We're gonna try it on, see how it fits.
Yeah, we can return them. It's 30-day guarantee. Money back, store credit, not cash, but we can return it if we want to. The by accident pod. How about that? There we go. In all its glory.
I'm a fan. I like it. I like it. On brand was not available, so by accident is, I think, better than Banana Boat Boys. So
what? However,
the idea of having Banana Boat Boys and being able to Photoshop ourselves onto that picture for our podcast picture would be fantastic.
That could be cool. That could have been funny.
Do you have an intro for us then?
Well, I will say, the by accident pod, as it is called now, I just want to be clear, not to be confused with the not by accident pod, which is a...
We are nothing like those...
We are nothing like those losers. But can I just quickly explain to you, the not by accident pod is a podcast series, and this is how they explained it on Twitter, a podcast series... Single Mother by Choice, Not by Accident, by Sophie Harper, one of the Statesman's 10 Best Podcasts of 2016. So what I only can guess about Not by Accident is that these people are single, they're single mothers, and...
They had babies as single mothers on purpose.
Yes. Because they want to show the world that moms can do anything.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
I'm not sure.
Guys, aren't we basically doing the same thing here? We're basically doing the same.
I think we're talking apples and oranges, really.
I'm just hoping.
No, we're splitting hairs here. I mean, that's like
we're splitting hairs. I mean, really, what's the difference?
Yeah.
No copyright infringements, though.
I mean, we really are.
We don't need the lawyers to get involved.
Like I've always said this podcast mission was to tackle the plight of single mothers.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe we should.
I've always said that.
Represent the male in that and do the.
Single men.
Single men. I don't know.
Well, even though none of us are single men.
Fingers crossed. I mean,
you're
I hope
worst
so.
People for that.
So yeah, I had to get that out of the way. So The single, the not by accident pod is not us. So don't be confused. The by accident,
but
show will be.
I do have to say,
which just shows how little preparation goes into this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say if the not by accident listeners were to listen to our pod, that might not be the worst thing for us. That's all I'm going to say.
No.
That's all I'm going to say.
So maybe we want to blur the lines more? What's your thing?
Well, you want to know what I think of it as is the it almost could be a spelling mistake. So it's almost like the reason that Google buys up all of the spelling mistakes that look like Google but aren't actually Google. I feel like that could be us. We could get those people who are trying to click. We can get those clickers.
That's really our main demographic.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, pretty much. Single mothers. So
we're going to have a lot of single mothers listening to this podcast.
It's not the worst. It's not the worst
demographic. Have we decided podcast or show?
I like pod.
I like podcast as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kevin, you seem so sad about that.
I want to have my own show.
Well,
we're not there yet.
You're going to have to
maybe
wait
later.
A little bit longer for your own
You got to work for that.
Yeah.
You got to work for that.
What do you think is going on down here? All right, so I briefly explained this in when we were offline because we hadn't started recording yet, but this thing I do all week long was when I'm trying to figure out ideas and topics for the show, I will write things down in the notes tab of my phone and save them for later so we can discuss them on here, get your guys' thoughts, get your reactions to stuff. So naturally what ends up happening all the time is I write things down to myself and I make them way too brief, way too short, and I only make them like one sentence. And when I look back at them 3 days later or a few days later, it makes literally no sense to me, and I was the one who wrote it down. So this is what we're going to do here. We did this a little bit, but we're going to keep going. I'm going to say some of the ideas that I had that make no sense, and we are going to try to figure out what was I going to talk about.
I like it.
That's kind of a naturally good idea. I don't know how we got there, but it's kind of a fun one.
We are just that dang good.
No, I know how I got there. I suggested it. Give me all the credit.
What right. Is that what happened?
Inconclusive.
We were offline, so no one will know.
Yeah.
Inconclusive. Okay, so the first one was Kanye as a coach. Kanye as a coach.
This feels self-explanatory. This feels like, what if Kanye was coaching in the NBA? That's what it's got to be.
And more specifically, the New York Knicks. And here's my theory on that. The Knicks have pretty much been a circus for the last 5 years. Weston, are we wrong on this?
It's fair.
So at this point, they are not going to be a competitive basketball team. So I say, you just steer right into the skid, get Kanye as coach, and just see what the heck happens.
Now, can I take it a step further than this? Like a little bit of a crazier conspiracy.
Absolutely.
Weston, what you were talking about when you brought this up is that next year, or wait, hold on, where does Kanye West live, everyone? Do you guys know?
Calabasas.
L.A.
He lives in L.A., right? Now, what NBA superstar is going to L.A. next year?
Paul George.
All of them.
So the Lakers are going to hire Kanye West as the coach. LeBron James, Paul George are all going to go there, and they're going to rule the NBA.
And then LeBron will pretty much be the coach, but Kanye will be the figurehead?
Yeah.
So Kanye's going to become the new Phil Jackson, for lack of a better way to put it. Some guy who doesn't really know what he's doing, but has the greatest player in the world on his team. So so he wins a bunch of titles and everybody thinks he's great.
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds good to me. It sounds legit.
Wes, what do you think? That sound good?
That's exactly what I was going for.
I mean, I can't imagine that it would be anything else. But, I mean, let's not keep ourselves close to the NBA. That's a lazy comparison. Kanye is obviously an NBA fan. I think that I would like to see Kanye West as manager of, like, the Minnesota Twins.
Oh.
I mean, now hear me out. Kanye has always been a guy who's trying to push the envelope. What is something that the hip-hop game has not penetrated? That's right. The managerial
Kardashians
of Major League Baseball teams that are in small markets. And what's a smaller, worse market to be in than Minneapolis, Minnesota?
Minnesota.
So Kanye, in his effort to always stay one step ahead, is beating everybody else there and taking over the baseball world. Does Kanye know anything about baseball? That's a big no. He wanted to be the Cubs manager, but they said no.
Now, the only thing I have to say is the only sport I would enjoy more than baseball, because Kanye being in a uniform for every game would be amazing.
Gosh, right? Think of him in a Twins uni, just going out and arguing with the umpire. Just get thrown out of a game every day.
His arguments would be the new lyrics for his next album.
He just drops bars on the umpires, and if they're
the only sport I would like to see him in more would be hockey. Because it would be hilarious just to see him skating around in every practice.
Mm.
That'd be fantastic.
That would be something. With all those players that we don't know who they are.
Yep.
Could be.
We do not watch the NHL. Yes. Well, now, Weston, now you've gotten our take. Now, what do you think you were thinking with this?
Here's what I think I was thinking. The meaning of this you guys took to be very literally. I think that I was probably looking for a more figurative meaning where, in a comparison, in an analogy, a athlete, a player in a sport would be the equivalent in the music game to be a rapper, guy who literally is on the song saying the words. So what I think I was going for was that Kanye is not the equivalent to a rapper into the music game. He's more of a coach. He's more of a guy directing things and not necessarily the one who's spitting out these lyrics.
So I would say that is
more of a puppet master than a rapper, if that makes sense.
And he's been up to that for about 10 years now.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's accurate, but it's a lot less compelling than one kept.
I completely agree.
Baseball coach Kanye.
I'm all in on that.
We gotta go another direction.
What we need to do for I think we need to come up with our new picture for our podcast. And I think it needs to be Kanye West in a baseball uniform doing the Michael Jordan shrug.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to know what we could do.
Just in the dugout looking like, hey, I'm just trying to do my best out here.
Like, I don't know why I'm here, but I am.
Well, this is what we'll do, because you can put up a picture for each episode that goes along with the title of that episode. So this one, I think, is pretty clearly Kanye.
Coach Kanye.
I think that's pretty evident here. But I would like to do a few more, if you guys want to do maybe one or two more.
Yeah, go for it.
I would love to hear your great ideas.
So the next one... The one that I like the best here is why athletes are rock bands.
Are rock bands?
Yep, just rock bands.
That is really weird.
Yeah, well, why are they?
They're not, are they? Are you saying like rock stars?
I'm thinking he's saying rock stars, and they also have like posses around them, so they got a whole crew. Like, why do they have like a whole crew? Why do they have followers?
You can't say posse.
Are you talking more about the entourage, or are they always?
He doesn't know. That's the whole point of this.
So here's a connection that you can make. You know, athletes always want to be musicians, and musicians always want to be athletes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so maybe that's true.
To do with that. Why are athletes trying to be rock stars? Why is Noah Syndergaard a Lannister soldier in Game of Thrones? These are the questions.
I also have to say, it is also very likely that Weston, there's typos in here because you have very large thumbs and you write a lot of typos. I'm just going to throw that
probably out. Yeah, that's something we're not considering and definitely should be.
That's a fair criticism. A lot of these things could be spelled incorrectly. These could just be completely different words that I'm looking for.
But, like, what do you mean athlete is a rock band? How are they whole band?
Weston, what did you think? What are you thinking here?
All right, here's what I think, and I'm pretty sure that this is what I was going for when I wrote it. So I have a pretty good inclination on this one. What I was probably trying to say is athletes are like rock bands when you think about them in the context of history. So what a good song necessarily was in 1970 is not necessarily a good song in 2015.
Oh my gosh. It's like how you can't compare like an Oscar Robertson's greatness to like what Russell Westbrook is doing today. Cause they were great for their own era.
Yeah.
Wilt.
Like how
Wilt's Beatles, a really good example.
Like how like the Beatles are their own thing is separate to a Kanye. You know, both great from their own era, but you can't really, you know.
Right. So how do you associate Steph Curry and Bill Russell playing the same sport, quote unquote, when Bill Russell played, there was no 3-point line. They didn't even like record blocks. It's like, I mean, I don't even know what we're doing here.
I would say baseball is probably the best sport to compare that to, because so little has changed about the game. You know, man with stick hit ball, pretty much been the same thing the whole entire time.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, aside from the dead ball era, that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, you can like have, like, you could say people throw harder now. People are also better trained, so it kind of evens out. But, I mean, in general, you are correct. Because, like, I mean, and again, like, people say Jim Brown is the greatest football player ever. Would Jim Brown be the greatest football player ever if he came through today? How are we ever going to know that? How would we ever know?
Probably not. Probably.
And you can't always just say just because, like, tie goes to the older ones, you know? Which just seems how history's gone. Like with Jordan, you know? Seems like everybody seems that Jordan's the greatest player ever, and LeBron could never be close. But if LeBron played in the 90s and Jordan was here now, I bet people would be saying the same thing about Jordan, that he could never be as good as LeBron. LeBron's the greatest ever, and how dare you say that anybody's better ever, you know? It's whoever came first, almost, in this kind of argument. Because people see something, and like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen and ever will see, and they're going to stick to that no matter what.
Right, and the fact that a lot of dudes now can go into, I mean, we see LeBron in playoff time. He's going into these hyperbolic chambers where his body gets iced down in like 4 minutes, and it's the equivalent of like 10 ice baths or whatever the heck it is. How could you compare that?
Frozen in liquid nitrogen.
Yeah, how could you compare that? I think there was one season in the late 60s or whatever when Elgin Baylor had... he could only play like 3 days a week because he was in the army for the other 4 or 5 days. Mm-hmm. Like he played an NBA season, like, and he almost averaged a triple double with like 30 points. So like, how are those two the same?
I have a funny point about recovery too. It's pretty accurate to history. You guys know the movie 61, right? From the 1961 season.
Heard of it.
About Roger Maris and Mickey Mantle. I remember there's like Mickey Mantle had like bad hips, bad knees, everything. He'd be iced down, all right, but, like, what would they do first thing he gets into the trainer's room and what the trainer had in his room? Bunch of beers. It's like, have a beer. That'll make you feel better.
Some cigarettes.
Cigarettes. It's like, yeah, it's like all that stuff now. Like, they didn't know, like, next to nothing about health back then as far as recovery. Like, I guess, yeah, like, LeBron James has infinite advantage in the recovery department over a Bill Russell or somebody like that, who it was like, you know, just like ice was about it. Like, put some ice on it, play tomorrow.
Yeah. Rub some dirt on it.
You tore something. You're like, you know, just play through it. You're all right. It's something that hurts.
So do we think that's why athletes are rock bands?
It's kind of hard to compare, really. especially
that, basketball. I think that is why athletes are rock bands.
That went in a whole other direction that I could not have fathomed. Well done, Weston.
Right, so there you go. There you go. Do you want to do another one, or do you want to move on?
Do one more.
You're the host, man. You decide all these things. All
right. Let me find one.
We are merely featured players.
Okay. So I have two. Let's decide which one we want to do. So looks like these are both about basketball. The first one is, a ring does not always equal a ring. And the second one is, how old is Kobe really?
I want to do the how old is Kobe really.
Yeah, that one's more intriguing.
So right. I'm just going to go right off the bat. Kobe's an alien. He's a sentient being who has always been here, overlooking the world. With his everlasting power, he built the pyramid. He has formed the world to what it is today, and he is just here to watch us over in the new form.
How do you explain that rising hairline? That's the thing.
How do you explain everything about Kobe Bryant? How do you explain he comes back from an Achilles tear faster than anybody ever thought? How do you explain how people think he's better than Jordan? Even though he's clearly not.
Now, I do have to ask, is he an alien, or is he more Adam Silver, in which he's a lizard with human skin on the outside?
I think the lizard human skin might be more. He's some type of sentient being who has always been here and has been a major part of all major parts of history.
Okay, so if you're keeping tally, Kevin says Kobe is immortal and is infinite. So, Chris, how old is Kobe, really?
He's the lizard king.
This is an interesting one. See, now, if you think back, Kobe had some sweet high school mixtapes. So,
fair.
The real question is, was he actually 18 when he was doing those things? Or is he pulling a Thon Maker or a Serge Ibaka and was actually like 20 or 21?
Or that dude from Canada who was 37.
He could pull his career as long as he wanted it.
Or that dude from Canada who was 37 in high school.
Hmm.
Remember that story?
I do.
And the thing that's funny about that, not to get too off topic, but you see the picture of the guy? Who looked at that guy and was like, yeah, he's 17. He had like a beard and a receding hairline.
He was already getting old.
He was already getting old. He had, like, wrinkles and shit. How was that?
He had, like, 17? Four kids in the stands.
Because he was from, I think he was from some African nation. And I guess they just assumed, like, all right, I guess we accept that that's what 17-year-olds look like from there.
I think that's what happened with Thon.
Well, Thon is, he got cleared to be what AG says.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure. So did Mariano Rivera.
Right. Do any of these places
Danny El Monte.
Rules? Are there governments in these other countries? I don't know.
I mean, yes, but
pretty much any country that is not like the United States, UK, Italy, and France, I just picture as just one really big favela, just everywhere.
You just think it's like
one favela like everywhere. Yeah, like the country is one big favela, and that's it.
Well, a lot of times it's so Thon was a refugee from Sudan. So when he came over to Australia, they said he was a younger age, so he could start his education at a younger grade. So he'd be like around where he actually was. That's like the idea. That's not like the nefarious one that he just changed it to the higher draft pick. But that's what a lot of times happens.
So Weston, now, so I have a mortal sentient being protecting the world.
Mortal sentient being.
Chris
has protecting
Chris,
the world.
Chris has, yes, he's always protected the world.
Of course.
Chris has, obviously. Chris has a lizard king.
Yeah, I like lizard king. I like that one.
And Weston, what were you thinking?
It's unfortunate because I feel like when I'm putting out the ideas, it's free for you guys to get crazy, and it's I have to actually do something real, because I probably, when I wrote this down, was not talking about an immortal lizard man.
So you just combined the two right there. That's good.
But you could have been.
He was a lizard king, not a lizard man. Let's get real.
What I was probably talking about, again, what I was probably talking about is why Kobe being old, when he was 39, he's probably actually the age of, like, you know, 42 or 43, probably because how many minutes he played. I assume I was talking about his minutes, injuries, his USA basketball. I was probably just thinking about all of his minutes combined.
I like ours better as far as entertainment value.
Yeah, again, I'm going to stand by Lizard King.
You're making really good points, but I think we should a debate between if he's a Lizard King or just some type of greater immortal being.
Now, Weston, we need to get you on one of the other and see who wins this one. Is he an immortal sentient being or is he a Lizard King? You've got to vote.
I think he has a lot of very lizardy properties. And it goes, is a snake a lizard or a reptile? I don't know.
He is a snake. He is a mamba.
He is the mamba.
We didn't even consider that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Somebody, I'm a little bit bummed.
I'm going to give it to you, Chris. Just hats off to you. Good find there. He is a lizard.
That's why him and Alan Silver got along so well.
Yeah, that makes sense. So what you're saying is the NBA is run by an Illuminati-style Lizard King faction.
That's a fact.
Pass.
I feel like you've taken this slightly too far, but I'm into it still.
Come down the road with me. Just come down the road with me. Into the rabbit hole.
I don't know where that
leads. It would explain a lot about Tim Duncan. We need to stop this.
Right. Tim Duncan is a turtle. All right.
Yeah, we're off the rails here.
Yeah, sure. You're right. He's more of a turtle than a lizard.
That was Weston's notebook right there.
Yes.
That's what that was.
There's West more. Put in next week.
Sound effect. Yeah. Put in the clapping sound effect.
Clap. clap. Don't worry. We'll insert it later, probably.
Probably not.
So I do have a few more, and we'll do those next week, the following weeks probably. They're always being added to, which is the great part. I added another one today that I already forgot.
So it's just Weston's notebook.
Yes.
It's going to be a recurring thing here.
Yeah, let's not do the Google game. Too much games.
We already did, we can include this in that pod or not, but I feel like one game, maybe two games. You know, we get too many games.
Yeah, no one wants to listen to us play fucking games.
Like doing games. I hear the stories. I've gotten better feedback. So.
Gotcha.
Maybe we framed it in gun stories one time. What have we not? How about? Okay, I have an idea. So we're all college men.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And at colleges, you see some weirdos, like on campus. You see some dudes who just like, how is this person even a person? So my question to you is, do you guys have on campus anybody who is like this something guy who just everybody just accepts that he is who he is? Everybody knows of him? Or if there's just any general weirdos you cross paths with every day. Like, for example, at RIT, there is laptop guy who has a laptop apparatus table connected to him that he always has his laptop on. There is top hat guy who walks around a class barefoot in a robe and a top hat.
Oh.
For example. Now, do you guys have any crazies like that? I mean, I know I go to RIT, so there's like 500 crazies like that. But I just want to know if you guys had know of any college crazies.
Mine will be short and quick and probably boring. But the first guy that came to my mind was shorts guy. I mean, this is sort of lame, but he just wears shorts every single day.
It's kind of funny.
In the winter, during snow, and he walks to class, and he wears shorts.
That's funny.
He also wears boots with his shorts, but we still call him shorts guy. Because for some reason, out of the shorts and boots, like not boots, like cowboy boots, real weird boots.
Mm-hmm.
So it's weird that you would wear shorts, gym shorts, and cowboy boots, yet you would be known as shorts guy instead of cowboy boots guy.
I will tell you what, only example for wearing that outfit in the winter, he's a lizard man, oblivious to the cold. But I actually...
We're bringing it full circle.
To bounce on your real... Yeah, full circle. There was a guy freshman year who was known as way too small muscle shirt guy with shorts, and he was also a shorts guy.
Oh.
He always wore shorts every single day in the freezing cold, and he always was wearing a muscle shirt that was like homemade cut shirt, and it was, you know how they have the shirts that almost like show the nipples?
Yeah.
Well, this showed entire pec. Like, he had just like a string going from his cleavage, like down to his waist, and like
full
that
boob.
Was it. Like full boob showing on this shirt in the freezing cold every day.
That's a good
so Chris,
guy.
You got a. That's a good guy to know.
I got a guy. This is a. He's a weird fella. He's an engineer, and I knew this guy my freshman year, and I see him every now and then now, but. He is a green guy, just green guy. And, the thing you need to know about this man is he only owns green clothing.
No way.
Hold on. And no. It's a thing. It, like, you know how, like, when you're a freshman in class, you'd have to be like, oh, tell me about yourself. Name a little something about you. He's like, I only wear green. And we're like laughing. And he's wearing a full green outfit. And then you're like, holy shit, it's not a joke. You look at his computer, his background is straight green. Just
is
nothing,
the computer
just itself? Green. Hold on. This is my favorite one. He plays chess on his computer, right? His chess on his computer has a little avatar. The avatar is a perfect person looking like himself wearing all green.
Oh, my God.
Dude is amazing. So there you go. Green shirt guy. Fantastic guy.
Well, he must be so easy to shop for. If you just see anything green, you can just get him whatever.
It is generally green sweatpants and then just a really long, like, green, like, you think of, like, a white undershirt. It's just a green undershirt.
Wow.
So.
Fantastic.
Guy. One, that guy has got to have some type of OCD that he needs green in his life.
I don't know,
but
interesting
guy. I have a guy from my class last year. He is onesie guy.
Onesie
he was always
guy.
Wearing
Ooh,
either a
I like
onesie
this guy.
Or a Halloween costume of some kind to class. For example, we had a big test one day. This guy comes hopping in a dinosaur onesie.
Oh my God!
That's a dinosaur
fantastic.
Onesie. Just how you think it is, green. On top is the teeth, the head, and it just, you know, full onesie. I mean,
and he sat in class like that.
Yeah, and he took the test, and he left. And the best part about these people with what they do, all these crazies, is they're so confident that what they're doing is so normal. To them, it's so not weird. Like he just
That's
was
true.
Acting
That's
like
very
any
true.
Other person. Like, yeah, I'm wearing a dinosaur onesie. Normal clothing, nothing weird about this. But, and now, you know what? I found this is a perfect way to air some gripes also about people that I have on campus. One, the people who walk barefoot on campus, the class, outside.
I don't run into that issue.
You people are disgusting. Socks and shoes are not a choice. It's not a social, it's just a fact. Wear some fucking shoes or sandals, even sandals. Put something on your feet.
You know, when we first brought up this question, I thought we were talking about, like, do you have a weed guy? Do you have a meth guy?
Do
you have a meth guy, Wes?
I don't have a meth guy.
Is there a meth guy at Oneonta?
No. I don't have any of those guys.
There's for sure a heroin guy.
You guys have the... This is a weird question. You guys have... to find out where drug dealers are, do you guys have, like, the shoes on the electrical lines? You know what I'm talking about this?
Yeah, so you throw a pair of shoes, tie them together, and you throw them up, and that's the house.
That's where the drug dealer... Okay. Okay. Just wanted to see if you had those guys.
Yeah. got the guys.
Kevin, Evan Crosby is the pajama guy, by the way.
No, he's not.
Yeah, 100%.
Don't be that guy. You don't want to be a guy on campus. You just want to be there.
Hilarious.
You don't want to be that guy.
You don't want to be that guy.
No, you don't. Yeah, you don't want to be that guy. Anything. You don't. You just want to be you.
Yeah. Don't be any guy.
Be a stereotype. Oh, I forgot the best guy, guys. I didn't even talk about him. Okay. There's dancing guy.
Dancing guy.
Dancing guy. Mm. Dancing guy. Oh, we have a long history with dancing guy.
Sexual.
No.
Of course.
I first ran into dancing guy
in the line
at the dining hall. I was waiting for my grilled cheese sandwich.
Wait. This sounds like the beginning of a romantic comedy.
We're going to frame it like a romantic comedy. He was just a boy, and he was a dancing guy.
Now it's weird. That works. Now it's weird.
Is it weird?
Yeah.
Is it weird?
Just
no.
Made it weird.
Did not work.
All right, well, back to the story.
Keeping it all in.
We can cut that out.
Nope, keeping it all in.
Keep it all in. Nothing like a nice awkward moment in the middle of the podcast. But, and all of a sudden, he just starts breaking it down. No music. Like, full breaking it down right next to me. And people are looking at me like, is this your friend? Because you're, like, standing next to him. And I'm like, I don't know this guy. And he proceeds to break it down for a good hour in the dining hall. Like, I just watched him the whole time. He just never stopped dancing. Never saw him again. Next year, I'm on the bus. And who hops on the bus? Dancing guy. And what does he do? He proceeds to run up and down this long, like, you know the type of bus, like the gigantic bus? That's got like two buses in one bus kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he proceeds, and they got all the poles and stuff. He's dancing. He's just dancing on the poles. The bus driver abruptly stops. Dancing guy goes straight into a window. Almost gets knocked out.
Oh, my God.
Gets up.
Dancing guy. Out, come on.
And was never to dance again.
Goddamn dancing guy.
The bus driver crushed his soul.
Oh, man. Poor guy. Poor dancing guy.
I started laughing, though, audibly. Like, he could hear me, probably. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. He was just, like, going crazy. Bus driver stops all of a sudden, and he just goes down.
Wow. What a guy.
It was great.
Oh, what a guy.
Well, that was types of guys.
Lots of guys.
I have a question for you guys real quick. Sure. We've all seen the movie Dodgeball, right? Have you guys seen the thing that was happening today with ESPNU turning it into ESPN8
yeah.
Piojo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch anything?
No.
I sat down and watched an hour's worth of the ping pong, but it's with like a tiny, like almost spike ball kind of thing that they hit with their head. I watched like an hour of that. It was amazing.
I will tell you
very
what.
Happy. I think that should be a state.
That could be a channel, like for real.
It should. It was amazing.
Like,
I loved it.
Like, they shouldn't just do that. Like, they should do that maybe once a week. Like, I don't know why they haven't done that before.
They should have that stuff playing on the dead zones of the calendar, like on Friday nights and Saturday nights when nothing is happening and they put all their really bad stuff
on
TV.
They put, like, a random boxing match on.
Yeah, like
when they rerun 30 for 30s that were, like, 10 years old.
Yeah, that needs to be on at midnight on a Friday when people are just coming home blasted and they just want to watch two guys play ping pong with their heads. I would watch that.
I mean, what do you really want to watch? Like, the Fab Five for a 40th time? I mean, how much do you have to hear Jalen Rose talk about having baggy shorts? Like, really?
Black Sox.
Kevin, you and me watched something that was on the Ocho today. The Bag World Champion.
Oh my goodness.
The Bags?
That was like a month ago. It was amazing.
I don't remember. Yeah,
cornhole. You know, cornhole, bags, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys did not miss.
It was a Saturday afternoon. I was about to get into some homework I had to do. And all of a sudden, I see the National Cornhole Championship. And I'm like, I have to stop everything I'm doing and just see what this is. And it was funny.
Just dive in.
Oh, they were so intense. This guy had, like, earpieces in. I don't know who he was talking to, what he was doing. He had, like, a Bluetooth earpiece in. I'm like, you can take that out. You're in the middle of a big competition. And
the amount
national,
of
the national
fist
champion.
Pumps.
Yeah, screams. I've been working
fist pumps and screams after making a shot was glorious.
I've been working my whole life for this.
Really? Really fantastic you, event.
Really? Like, I mean, and the winner got like $10,000. Really? Like, the world grand champion got $10,000?
Yikes.
But you win more from coming in like 400th place at the World Series of Poker.
Still, the Ocho should be a thing. That's all I wanted to say.
I believe so. I mean, I also saw something today that had somebody juggling as somebody tried to hit them with a dodgeball.
That seems.
I saw a video of that.
That's vintage the Ocho.
But that is classic Ocho.
The person was so good, didn't get hit, kept avoiding it while keeping juggling bowling pins.
Bowling pins? Wow, not even baseballs not even or something. Balls.
It was amazing. People are amazing.
Do you guys need more weird. It had to be like a year ago when ESPN was airing the arm wrestling stuff.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was an interesting thing. How do you get into that community? These are things I don't know how people get into these sports, but I love these sports. Big fan.
Imagine it's just people from Alabama. Everyone's a sport is from Alabama or South Carolina.
What about Mississippi? No Mississippi love?
Don't negate Mississippi. Sure,
we can throw Mississippi.
And also, we have a great amount of love for South Carolina. We have a great amount of love for South Carolina.
Oh?
Because Myrtle Beach is there.
Oh. Kev just out of left field. Left field.
Because you were talking South Carolina, and I was like, don't hate on South Carolina.
Kev's like, South Carolina? This is a place in South Carolina.
Yeah. For those who don't know, we used to go to vacations in Myrtle Beach.
And
That is us.
We could probably dedicate an entire pod to Myrtle Beach stories.
Yeah, maybe there's a future
would the tell all of the best story of all be included in that, or are we still keeping that one?
No, we're gonna keep some things gotta stay secret.
Some things are sacred.
Yeah.
It's got to be like a. It's a better you had to be there type situation.
Yeah. Maybe it's for the memoir, that doesn't get printed until I'm dead.
Yeah. You'll get it out there. You'll record it.
Yeah.
It'll be like play this, when I die.
Yeah. It'll be part of the
whole family's gonna watch. Your whole family's gonna be watching the video, like, and then you tell the story, and. It happened.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
It would be. Okay. Something else I wanted to bring up briefly. I texted you guys earlier today, and I want you to think about this. I wanted you to get your brains moving. We want to go back and forth to see what the most exclusive club or the coolest exclusive club that any person could be a part of. So... the example that I gave of a very exclusive club would be presidents. All the former presidents alive. I mean, right now, what is there, 5 presidents that are still alive?
Oh, right? You want to get, like, real serious about it.
Yeah, no. I just wanted cool clubs. This is just the example that I gave. So, presidents that are still alive, that is an exclusive club, a bond that you all have. So there's the example. It's been out there. Is there something else that you guys have?
I just thought of one that could be interesting.
Okay, if it has anything to do with lizards, I'm gonna need you to pull back.
No lizard people.
Good point.
I swear.
Hold on.
But no, this could be. I just want to know what this group of people would be, and here's my thought. I first started thinking of OJ.
Okay.
Simpson. And I was like, what did OJ?
Hard place to start.
OJ obviously got away with murder. Now, I want to know, what that group being in the club of people who murdered somebody and got away with it, let's say.
Huh. Okay.
Not really a club you want to be a part of.
But I'm not saying you want to be, but you said exclusive. It doesn't mean you want to be part of it. I mean, it's a pretty interesting group. I mean, you gotta probably put Ray Lewis on there.
Yeah. Okay.
But then
strong.
So you got like people like Ray Lewis, but then you also have like serial killers.
Okay, so Okay, so in this meeting, they meet every Wednesday night. In this meeting, there's OJ.
They go to the Chili's.
There's Ray Lewis.
In a secret area.
There's Robert Durst. He's coming.
Robert Durst.
The Zodiac Killer appears every OJ. Now and then. The Zodiac Killer shows up.
Yeah.
He comes in and out.
Who else? Did Oscar Pistorius get away with murder?
No.
The dude with no legs?
No, he's in jail. No,
they got him.
He's...
How about Little Wayne, probably?
How dare you? You can't just bring that out. You can't just assume somebody killed somebody.
Hey, he has the teardrop tattoo. Oh no, that means somebody he loved died.
Yeah, but you went with the Little Wayne. Probably.
No, I get that that sounded bad, but for a second I thought that the teardrop tattoo meant he killed people, but then I remember it means somebody he loved died. So sorry, Lil Wayne. I want to just clear his name. He definitely didn't murder anybody.
All right,
Suge Knight.
Suge Knight. Oh, that's a good one. Well, I think he is in jail right now for murdering somebody else.
But he got away with other murder.
Yeah. He's a complicated member.
Yeah.
He's a complicated man.
Okay, that's interesting. That's a really interesting list. So I imagine when I pose this question, it could be people who hang out and talk about the reason that they're all in the club together. So they could talk about how they got away with murder. Okay, that was better than I thought it was going to be. I'm going to be honest.
Not really. I mean, really, when you said exclusive, I mean, you're going to think of clubs you want to be a part of. But what I was thinking is just like, what type of like thing, like could you get like this really eclectic, small, weird group of people?
Yes.
People who got away with murder has got to be like the widest range of people. Like as far
Casey
as
Casey
like,
Anthony, that's a good one.
Oh,
Casey
there you Anthony. Go.
Wow. Like, can you imagine like
Casey Anthony in a room with Ray Robert Lewis, Durst, the Zodiac Killer,
and Ray Lewis?
Yeah.
Wow,
that's becoming so good.
I wish somebody could draw a picture of this meeting.
Do you know one person who isn't in the club? Aaron Hernandez. She's not in the club.
Interesting person to bring up, Kev.
Too soon?
I think we're going to go there.
Too soon?
I mean, sure.
Yeah, probably.
Too soon?
Rest in peace, Aaron Hernandez. Well,
no, I was just thinking of, because there's so many football, he's like the only football player who didn't get away with it.
He's like the only football player who didn't get away with it.
It's not like there's that many.
Well, Little Wayne, an all football player.
No, but he's the only one who didn't get away with it.
Okay, all right, we gotta move on.
I connected it. I brought it back. I brought
Holy
it back.
Shit. You all NFL is murderers.
That's not what I said.
Oh my gosh.
Oh gosh.
Oh man.
That is what you said.
All right, Chris, I gotta hear.
Many only... Oh gosh.
Well, Chris, I have to hear yours. That's going to be hard to top.
It's a pretty stereotypical one that I just think would be interesting to sit in there on this meeting.
All right.
The Illuminati.
I was thinking
they
about
rule
that.
The world. I just got to see what's going on with them. I think it's one of the most interesting clubs in the world.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now let me pose this. Who do we think is in the Illuminati? Because people have put in just about anybody. But do we think it's like political figures or just like anybody who's in any position of power and influence?
All right, so let's just get a few off our chest, just right off the bat. Jay-Z and Beyonce, clearly.
I was thinking Jay-Z and Beyonce, clearly.
Let's get them out of the way.
Of course.
Kanye. No, I don't think Kanye's in it.
No.
No, Kanye's not in it.
Because I think that's why he gets such a bad rap, is because people don't want him to be where he is.
No, He's not in it because he doesn't have enough time because he's managing the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, you could probably guess is that maybe why he's so mad is because he's trying to get into the Illuminati and they just won't let him in.
Like when Jay's...
That's why he's so mad at Hove.
Jay said he's sending the guys after him. They're trying to get rid of him. They're trying to send him.
Yeah.
Clear. Now, Jay-Z and Beyonce, but like, if somebody... Like Tom Hanks, the beloved Tom Hanks in the Illuminati.
Interesting.
Tom Hanks might have the edge simply because he did all those Da Vinci Code movies, so I think he knows something that we don't.
Yeah. See, like I was thinking Illuminati. Sleeper member.
He's a Nick sleeper Cage. Cell.
Nick Cage.
Nick Cage is most definitely a lizard man.
That's for sure.
Cut his mic.
But he found the Freemasons, which is very much Illuminati light.
Oh, for sure. National Treasure.
And National Treasure. He found the Freemasons. Oh, so Nick Cage, possibly part of the Illuminati.
But definite lizard person.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I'm on the lizard man kick, but it's just happening.
Yeah, I don't know what you ate for dinner.
They're real. But are we just assuming that all politicians are?
Yeah.
But now let me put something interesting. I believe that Donald Trump is not in the Illuminati.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Because
they didn't see that one coming.
This is just one of those things you just can't explain. You know, like the lunar landings and...
Yeah.
Ghosts. It's just Donald Trump being president. It's just, I don't know. You could try to break it down all day, but there's no answer.
So we could do all of these. I mean, we could go on all day for people who could be in. So, what are they talking about in those meetings?
I bet it's a lot more mundane than you think. I think it's more of just like a work meeting. You know, it's like, okay, what are you know.
What are we doing this week?
Rules of the day. Jay-Z and Beyonce. No. You guys gotta have a baby to distract people from all this evil stuff we're doing as politicians. Mm. That's how I think the dynamic works.
So,
we give you power and wealth to the celebrities. And you guys do things that distract people from all the stuff that we're trying to get done.
See, I'm thinking that politicians aren't in it and that the Illuminati just decides basically who... they give the power to, and they can just pull the string out of
people. Oh, so you think it's
like Venezuela's in all this government crisis? Illuminati were just, you're not powered. We'll just take them out. You know what I mean?
Oh, you think it's...
I'm feeling it's not political. I'm thinking it's these people behind the scenes running everything. Like,
so what you're telling me is Beyonce is in charge of the world.
And the rest in the group, of course.
Nick Cage.
She has more. She has influence.
I don't want Nick Cage touching my role. I don't want him to have any part of it.
Well, it does. So there's nothing he can do.
Oh gosh. All right, Wes. What do you think they talk about?
I think they just talk about how they can mess with us. Have you guys ever seen the movie Rat Race?
Oh, absolutely.
So that's what I imagine Rat Race is, when all these rich people just do these weird things just to make us dance. Just to make us seem like idiots. Dance. Yeah. So, like, we all freak out over Lemonade coming out with Beyonce, and then, like, Jay-Z just releases an album a few months later about how he's so sorry, and, like, we bought into it for months, and blah, blah, blah. And I think they just do things to make us dance. Yeah.
See what kind of reaction they can get out of you.
Yeah, because we're stupid.
I think they were really leaning into that Jay-Z and Beyonce are the ones running this whole thing.
Yeah. Well,
and it's funny that Weston brought that up, because when you said Illuminati, first person I thought of was Jay-Z.
Yeah.
It just kind of, it goes together. It really does.
I had one other club, if you want me to go for it. It's more of an interesting one that I found in research.
Okay.
That I think is funny. It is called the Gordie Howe Hat Trick. Now I know who you're thinking.
Isn't Gordie Howe the only member? I know who Gordie Howe is.
Gordie Howe is an old hockey player. And the Gordie Howe hat trick is to score a goal, get an assist, and win a fight all in one game.
That is.
And there's not that many people. There's like 15 people who have ever done
one. That's amazing that only 15 people have ever done that.
Yeah, you'd think it would have been more.
It's glorious.
I would thought it would be more, but two, I think that would be a solid group of people to go to a bar and get a bunch of beers with.
Yeah.
It would be strong.
I want to know those dudes. Those dudes definitely just go drinking all the time.
They got some stories.
Because they're big and strong enough to win the fight, and they're tough as nails, but they're also good. Because a lot of people in hockey who are the big tough guys to win fights, That's like what they do. They just hit people. And
you gotta think about it, is if you were in a fight, you're off the ice for 5 minutes. So it takes a lot of your time off.
It does. You're right. So really, it's impressive.
So that was an interesting club I looked up. Just wanted to throw it out there.
Did you have a club off the top of your head, or was that just an exercise for us?
Well, I had two. I had, well, one that I sort of stole from the TBA podcast that I was listening to. Guys who have been to space or been on the moon.
How many people are alive who have been to space? Not that many.
I would counting all the countries a lot, probably, but like, well, not like really unbelievable.
Isn't
amount,
it just like really still, it's still like Russia and the US, maybe, right?
I think China does some stuff, don't they? I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I really don't think so.
I think probably
the International Space Station. I think we share that with.
It's us in Russia, I thought.
I don't know. This is a good question.
We gotta do some research.
Hey, we'll get back to you next
Weston,
week.
It's your club. What? Did you not know?
Yeah, this is, we're not journalists here, at least not yet. So I'm not doing that kind of research. I think I'd probably narrow the scope a little bit to just include people who have been to the moon. That would probably be. I'm sure there's probably less than 25 people who have been to the moon, who have walked on the moon.
I bet there's not that many alive. Buzz Aldrin's the only one I can think of who's still alive. Been to the moon.
There you go. But
guys, I have another good group. Once you guys are done talking about this, sorry.
Well, so I just, yeah, so the space guys who have been to the moon was one that I sort of stole, but the actual one that I'm interested in is the IG Honeys group, the Pancake Luncheon for Instagram models. Would love to hang out with them, see what the day's like.
See what their life is like. Because really think about what the life of an Instagram model is. You wake up. And your job for the day is you have to take one picture, and that's it.
Make the booty look big.
Make
sure you get your smoothie shake in the picture, and that's it. And that's it.
Whatever product you're selling.
Like, do these people have 401ks? I mean, how do they make any money after they're 29?
What is their life like? I don't get it. Because yeah, once the body goes.
What are they doing?
I imagine their life is similar to a porn star, but without the porn.
So that's exactly what my life is like, if you wanted to say the same thing, like a porn star, except no porn.
You know what I mean, though. You know what I mean, though. It's all about the body.
Yeah, I guess.
You're the worst. Yeah, You're the worst. Gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I just want to know.
One more.
I want to know. I don't know. I'm interested in Instagram models. Go ahead.
I did have one more. I just want to know what a group of conspiracy theorists is like. Either flat earth people, Bush did 9/11, Paul McCartney died in the 60s.
Chris,
I
just looked up some flat earth stuff today. That stuff is so funny. People are so stupid.
I just want to know what those people are like.
They're definitely not right in the head.
Yeah, but I think it would be an interesting meeting to be a part of.
Well, I mean, I guess you just got to observe their king, Alex Jones.
Good point.
I'm assuming they're all just kind of like him, really, just like absolute nut jobs.
They're probably just who don't respond to reason, facts, or anything. I mean, if you, it's probably what talking to LeVar Ball feels like. Just anything you say is just
like facts don't matter.
No, yeah, you're just living in a different world.
It's probably like people who think Derrick Rose is still a good point guard.
Yeah.
Who is that? Like two people? Who thinks that?
Kobe Altman.
I live with one of them.
Well, he's wrong. If it's Mako.
It is.
Well, he's wrong. Well, all right, guys. I have, I think it's that time of the week. You know what this means?
One cool thing.
The plug.
Plug of the week. One
plug of the week. And we will, imagine there's a sound effect that we have. It's like plug.
Yeah, we have a budget. We got to get one of those really goofy radio
budget. But we gotta work on that. We can get drops on the show.
Sure, we can get drops.
That wouldn't be too hard. So, first plug goes to the man, the myth, the legend, Weston Blaise.
Okay. Interested?
What do we got?
What do you mean?
Oh, no, I'm not plugging you.
Oh, my God. I thought you were plugging me.
Oh, no.
I thought you were about to say something.
I thought the same thing. Oh, no. I thought you were plugging Weston. I was like, where are you going with this?
Oh, my God. No, I'm so disappointed. I'm so
sorry. Now I feel like an asshole.
I mean, you're struggling right now, man.
Well, you better say something.
I just said first plug goes to him. I'll say something.
Say something nice about me right now.
You have a really good heart.
Oh,
your blonde hair kind of works.
Thanks.
Fair, that's what you said earlier.
Your blonde hair is neat. Yeah, I gave you compliments today. You don't need it anymore.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you got my got my hopes so high.
Your beard is nice.
Thanks.
I'm sorry. Gosh, I am so. I'm gonna feel like an asshole for like a whole week now.
All right, Weston. So, what's your plug, buddy?
My actual plug is Kevin. No.
The feels equally hurt now.
Nah.
I wanted to bring up National Blank Day. This is something that is very near and dear to my heart. It's probably the most annoying thing about Twitter is National Blank Day.
Yes.
I hate that every day is a new day, which sounds very cynical, but I hate that every day is a new day. I think yesterday was National Dollar Day. There's National...
What kind of shit does that even mean?
There's National Friend Day. I mean, I don't even know what to do with these things. What does that mean? Do I have to do something? I don't know.
Like, you can't celebrate a holiday every single day.
Not every day is a day. Some days are just Tuesdays, you know? just let it be a day.
I will tell you that Kevin does always tweet at me on National Sibling Day. So well, I always know when that is.
It's a good time to get a good or cute baby picture. I think social media has brought these out because it's more of excuses to, like,
for
National Dog Day, excuse to post a picture of your dog. National Girlfriend Day, picture your girlfriend. National Ice Cream Day, picture of you sexually eating ice cream. I don't know. I'm no Instagram model. I don't know how to do it. But
well, I think the only situation where I appreciate the day is when something comes from it. Okay, National Sibling Day, if every year you post a cool picture on Instagram of you and your brother and your kids playing baseball, that's cool, that's fun, that keeps you guys in touch, that has, you know, something for you to talk about that day. If it's National Donut Day, and I can get a free donut at Dunkin' Donuts, I'm okay with that day.
Yeah, all in on that.
But National Dollar Day, there's nothing in that for me, you know? I'm not into National Dollar Day.
Don't need it.
Don't want it. Don't need it. Next.
There you have it. All right, so my plug of the week, I'm going to go real basic on this. It's going to be Game of Thrones.
Easy plug.
This week's episode was really, really good. And I know I looked it up, and the next two episodes are going to be like an hour and a half long each. So there's going to be a lot of shit that happens. And if you haven't watched it, you have to.
What
you
show?
Just got to get through it because it is great.
Mm-hmm.
What Game show? What show?
Game of Thrones.
Never heard of it.
Not very popular. Not like popular at all. That's why I figured I'd bring it up on the podcast.
More of a cult People show, seems like.
About it.
More of a cult.
For sure.
It's got a small cult following.
I think I remember you used to watch this, Weston. I did just start watching on Netflix Prison Break.
No. Can't say I have.
You didn't watch that?
Nope.
Oh, I thought you watched that.
Heard good things.
No. It's really good podcast stuff right now.
Different Weston, probably.
Yeah, probably the other. It's probably Easton. My bad.
Yeah, poor Easton. You're confusing it with Weston. What's wrong with you?
All right, Kev, what you got?
Yeah, my bad.
All right. I'm going to stick with the food theme that I seem to always plug food. At least in my mind, I plug food. I am going to plug Wegmans food stores. Specifically, the Pittsford Wegmans. And this is why. Because my last day of my internship is coming up tomorrow. And I have probably had about half of my lunches for the Pittsford Wegmans. And I will say, very clean, great options. The salad bar is on point. It may be a little expensive, but it's really just gotten me through. And I know it's not that interesting, but I really just want to give a shout out to the Pittsford Wegmans for always being there for me through rainy days, snowy days. No matter what, I can always get my tuna sub and an Arnold Palmer.
Well, there you go.
So thank you to Pittsford Wegmans. Plug of the week.
There you have it. Plug of the week.
So, and, oh, I forgot, Chris, where are you reporting from this week? Because you've been Mexico and Milwaukee.
I'm currently reporting from Manitoba, Canada.
Wow.
Manitoba, up here, huh? To scout some junior hockey.
Manitoba, eh?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really incredible.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, always on the move.
I'm always around. I'm always, you know, I'm moving around.
So is the life of a traveling international reporter. Always get the passport, right?
As is.
Always. Get the passport.
Mm-hmm. Always.
You know, they
never
say,
know where you're going to go.
They say that you won't get rich being a reporter, but you'll live a very fulfilled life. And that's what it seems like Chris is doing right now.
That's for sure. I've been to 6 different countries in the last 19 days.
That seems pretty right.
Good. That's pretty
great. Right. What were the other countries, though? That's 3 countries. U.S., Mexico, Canada.
Uzbekistan.
Pakistan.
Well, of course.
Obviously. Saudi Arabia, Mexico, the U.S., Canada. Or, well, the U.S. doesn't count. Japan and South Korea.
Wow. Not North Korea. That would be outrageous.
Well, I went to the demilitarized zone, but not all the way.
You did?
Yeah.
I see. You were trying to do a Dennis Rodman-like thing, but then you tried to get in the country, and they were like, who the hell are you? Is that what it is?
Didn't have as much name value. It wasn't really a brand there yet.
He didn't want to see you?
No. Did not.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Well, you never know where you'll be next week, huh? Never know.
We'll find out next week.
We'll see. We'll find out next week. My guess is going to be Billings, Montana, but I could be wrong.
Just a shot in the dark.
Shot in the dark. You seem like a Montana guy.
It's a good possibility.
Seems like a Montana guy.
All right, y'all. Well, we're coming up against the hour 15 mark, so I think it's as good of a time as any to cut ourselves off here. Any last thoughts before we head out?
I have a thought. Be aware of the lizard people around you today. They're everywhere. They're plotting. You know what? I just realized I've become one of those conspiracy theorist persons through the duration of this podcast.
Yeah, I now know that I actually don't want to be in that club.
So I'm in the club.
The pancake luncheon every Sunday.
I'll let you know how the pancake.
All right, so for Chris in Canada, for Kevin in Rochester, New York, for me in Central New York.
Home base.
Thanks for tuning in to By Accident.
Well, now it's Popovich involved.